From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today has released a sophomore album called Dark River and joins me from Nashville. It's Lydia Luce. Hello and welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. It's nice to meet you virtually. I think you mentioned before we went on the air that you have passed through this area, but perhaps never actually stopped in Ashland. So even though this is virtual, we're grateful that we've got you while we do.
I'm pretending like I'm there.
You're in Nashville now. You have been in California for some time studying. You are originally from Florida, as I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've bounced around quite a bit. Yeah.
And growing up, your mom was a musician, conductor. So undoubtedly, which orchestral instrument was stuck in your hands?
The violin. Well, first, piano was presented to my brother and I, and not as really an option, but as a suggestion. And we were really young when we started piano, like maybe 3 and 4.
Oh, wow.
And she's a pianist as well and an organist. And then when I was 6 or 7 and my brother is a year younger than me, she put a violin in my hands and put a cello in his hands. And here we are.
You stuck with it, right? You actually have a master's degree in viola performance.
Yeah. Yeah. So I switched to viola when I was in high school because not as many people play the viola. And it was just a little bit easier to get scholarships. And then I also kind of just fell in love with it. It's got a really rich sound, like more similar to a cello. And it's just kind of unique in that way. So I switched to viola and then went to undergrad at Berklee College of Music and did a bunch of like non-classical stuff and then ended up studying classical music again at UCLA where I got my master's in viola.
Was the second round of classical study interesting because it was no longer required, but it was more something you wanted to do rather than had to do?
Well, I kind of just rediscovered that it wasn't my passion. I went back because in between, so I went to Berklee and I studied kind of hodgepodge of things. Like there's just so many things that they offer. I did songwriting, I did ethnomusicology, I did viola, violin, and studied like bluegrass. I studied Indian music. I studied just like everything, Middle Eastern music. And then I went to, I worked at the Smithsonian in between. So I took a year off really playing. And halfway through that, I kind of was like, I miss playing. I need to get my chops back up. And so then I applied for grad school. And in my mind, that was like the most intensive way to just kind of become at the level I was at on the viola again. And so I got a scholarship to UCLA for grad school and ended up teaching at UCLA as well. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. So
did you have an eye to becoming a quote unquote professional violist, or were you studying a wide array of things even while you were working on your master's degree? I'm just wondering what, like when the singer-songwriter kind of avenue opened up for you.
Yeah. So I still was really curious about ethnomusicology. I just wasn't a desk job thing that I was interested in. And that was kind of what the Smithsonian was. And so UCLA has a really incredible ethnomusicology program and just an amazing world music program where they're not just putting like books in your hands and just study this and whatever, but it's like applicable. You're playing instruments, you're learning, and you're a part of it. And so I wanted to go and immerse myself in like different styles of music. And they offered there was a viola teacher there that was amazing, Richard O'Neill, who's like this, he's like a famous, like he's on billboards in South Korea. Like he's a very, like as far as like violists go, he's kind of like a pop star for classical music. But so I did that and it was, yeah, I threw myself in and halfway through was like, just felt like I hadn't found it yet. And discovered, I went on tour with a friend and he's a singer-songwriter and I really enjoyed that tour. And they were all living in Nashville. And so I kind of started songwriting again and was like, maybe this is it. And it stuck.
Well, the record is fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. The album's called Dark River. My guest today on JPR Live Sessions is Lydia Luce. You can find information at her website. Last name is spelled L-U-C-E, so lydialuce.com. Viola, not particularly conducive to knocking out a couple of singer-songwriter Americana tunes. I'm gathering it's going to be a guitar that's in your hands. What do you want to play, and what song do you want to start with today?
I'm going to play Tangled Love for you.
Fantastic. This is Lydia Luce on JPR Live Sessions.
Darker than velvet, warmer than air, taking me down, but I willingly go, dancing in arbitrary motion. This ends in silence, this ends in flames. I can't be with you, I can't stay away, tied to an oath, an unholy vow. Keeping me bound to you somehow. Tangled love, take me with you when you go. I just can't let go. Call it quits. Love shouldn't feel like this. Borderline broken, bare to the bone, giving you back to the unknown. Tangled love, take me with you when you go. I just can't.
That one is called Tangled Love. Lydia Luce is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions, playing from her home in Nashville with some help, I hear.
Yes, that is my partner Ryan Usher on percussion, and it's just kind of handy. We're roommates, come on and play this one, babe.
You know, that tune as it appears on the album is very orchestrated.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly because of your background. Is it you that's playing on the album version, or did you pull in some friends?
I'm playing viola, and so it's a string quartet. So all of the songs on the record, we track the string quartet live, which is just kind of preferable because you just kind of get that ensemble feel versus let's record each individual string and then stack them.
Technology's allowed people to do that now, but
you
don't ever get that room vibration that you do when it's live humans in the same physical space.
Exactly. Like when you record string quartet, you record the individual musicians, but then you also have that room mic, and it really, it adds this, I don't know, it adds this energy that's really evident. And so I played viola on all of the songs with just the most loveliest string players. And yeah, there's a lot of layers on that one, a lot of really percussive layers on that one. Yeah, we had fun.
So this album started to take shape, as I understand, in late 2019, beginning of 2020, after, shocking, a breakup, which is how so many albums get started. And you managed to get most of this done before 2020 started, which has been, to say tumultuous for you is probably a massive understatement, for reasons obvious and not so obvious. The tornado that hit Nashville, I have talked to quite a number of Nashville musicians over the last year or so since that tornado hit who were close. You were closer than close.
Yeah, my house was right in the line, and my neighborhood is still kind of piecing back together their houses, their lives. Like, a lot of people have just moved because, I don't know if anybody told you this that you talked to, but this tornado went down the same path that it's already taken. This is the third time. So it's a little spooky to be like, and I didn't know that. I've lived in this house for 5 years, but yeah, so it's a little like, if you, especially for my neighbors that were around for that second tornado, the one that happened before this. So yeah, my house was affected. We were out of, the tornado happened March 3rd, and then the pandemic, we, like, Nashville was shut down the week after. So we were out of the house. We were bouncing around, my partner and I, bouncing around from, like, at first free Airbnbs, but then pandemic happened and Airbnb was like, no. So friends' houses, like, just, it was wild, but we're still here.
Have you managed to kind of put everything, and you were home, right? You weren't out on tour. You were home when this happened?
Yeah, I was home. My roommate and I were home.
Super
and
scary.
A piling went through the wall of my bedroom, like across my bed, and hit the other wall. And I had just left my room. So, and my roommate and I were running down the stairs while it was like passing over. So, and I grew up in South Florida, so I'm familiar with natural disasters and hurricanes and stuff, but with hurricanes you see them coming for several days and you have time to prepare. So this was like middle of the night and just total shocker. But my community is so incredible here, and I had friends, I had like 20 friends the next day just helping move debris, and just like the emotional support and all. It was just really, Nashville's really special.
Yeah. Now, physically, are things kind of put back together for you, at least at your house?
My house, yes. Everything is, back together.
How about the piecing back together of the emotional aspect of all of it?
Honestly, it's way better now. Like, the worst of it was those couple months after. It was just a total shock to the system. Like, obviously, the PTSD from the event, but then, like, being out of the house and then having to put back together the house and then COVID and just everything at once and trying to find your bearings through it all. But I would say now, it's really scary when we still have tornado warnings, and we're in tornado season again because it's about a year out after the tornado. And so we still get scary storms, and I definitely have PTSD from it. And we'll hear the sirens. They do a monthly test, which is just, it's just the worst sound. But but I have a great therapist, and I can work it all out.
So you got most of the songs written before that happened, and most of the sort of tracking and recording done before that happened. And then obviously, at least for a few weeks, your attention is pulled in a completely different direction, and the whole project sort of sits for a while. And then the pandemic happens, and there's no prospect of going out on tour, playing any shows in support of this new album that you're putting out. So how long did you, like, how was that process of, well, let's just sit on it a little longer, let's wait? Did you go back and tweak it anymore, or did you just let it rest until there was a clear period where you could put this record out in the world?
We didn't tweak any of the songs that we had finished. We recorded most of it in January in a studio, and then did some overdubs at my producer that I worked with. He actually has a home studio, so we did a lot there. I did add a song, though, because of that little wait. And so we also kind of shifted gears with the release. We were initially thinking maybe we would put it out spring, like starting to put out the singles in spring. But instead, it ended up being, I think we started at the end of summer. So I did add a song. I didn't tweak any of the things. But really, it was like there was so much going on. I wasn't sitting there like twiddling my thumbs, like focusing on the record at that. At that point, it was just like, this will be right, the right time when it is. And now is the time to kind of get back in the house. Yeah.
I would love to hear another tune. My guest today is Lydia Luce. The new record is called Dark River. What do you want to play next?
I think I'll play Dark River.
There are those in your life who will see you as a light with an ever-glowing flame to share. They put me on a pedestal, so I gave them everything. But now I'm waking slowly with that empty feeling. Grow against the heavy winds and burn your own fire. I go down to the dark river, they can't see me there. I'm gonna drink till my belly's full. Pour it out when they need my help. I pour it out, I pour it out. But please, won't you save some for me? I hunger for affection after pushing you away. I tend to give a little more when I am broken. I'm filling up a void with a wall of crowd and noise, when I know I should be still and quiet. Row against the heavy winds and burn your own fire. I go down to the dark river, they can't see me there. I'm gonna drink till my belly's full. I pour it out, but please, won't you save some for me? Please, won't you save some for me?
Dark River is the name of that one. You probably recognize it from us playing it on Open Air. Lydia Luce is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. It's the title track from her new album called Dark River. So tell me about Lachlan Strings and your work with this group. And are they the string players that ended up on this record?
Yes, they are. So Lachlan Strings is it's kind of just a giant string community. Not just of strings, but of composers and artists and, just different types of musicians in Nashville. And And we've done some shows actually in LA too. So it started as a house show in my living room, and then it outgrew my living room, and I'm really grateful that it's not there anymore because it was like 90 people in my house. And now we usually do in pre-COVID times, we do monthly house shows and composers will write pieces for the night. And then I'll gather a bunch of players, woodwinds, strings, and then singer-songwriters backed by string quartet. So it's kind of just the giant community of awesome musicians.
That's really cool. In the time that you're not working on Lydia Lou's albums, either this new one or Azalea, which came out a couple of years back, you have also done quite a bit of playing and, I'm assuming, recording as guest violist with a number of other artists, diverse artists, Willie Nelson, Eminem, Dolly Parton. What has playing with those folks and contributing the string line or the string parts done that has helped you craft your own stuff?
I think I honestly think of them as different entities. It makes me appreciate my own stuff because when I'm playing with other artists, usually the part's already there. I'm contributing as a member of the band, but I'm not the one that has a lot of creative say. Like, I'm a valued player, but I'm not, especially in the string session world, it's like, show up, play this. Exactly like it is. The dynamics are there, everything. And blend in. That's so important. And into the ensemble. And so I think for me, I love that aspect of what I do because it kind of balances the both of them. Like, I'm able to be a part of somebody else's creative ideas and then get to do my own and have control and creative freedom with my artist stuff too. But it's pretty interesting working with so many different types of artists as well. Everyone's so different.
How do you prioritize those two different sides of your professional performing life? I mean, if you had the opportunity to go out on tour playing songs from the new record, or you had an opportunity to go out on tour playing viola with Dolly Parton, what would you prioritize?
It's case by case. It's also just what comes up. Nothing's happened so far where there's been two incredible opportunities in both realms and I've had to choose between them. That's a really, like, just that scenario that you just laid out. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, the I can do it all part of me is like, well, I just figure out, I'd shorten my tour and then I'd go on her tour and do mine after.
We'll wait for Dolly Parton to call you, and then you'll figure it out after.
Right? Or she could move hers if she wouldn't mind, but.
Well, this record is fantastic. I'm thrilled you had a chance to chat and play for us. It's nice to meet
you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, too.
Lydia Luce is my guest. The new record is called Dark River, and you can find information at lydialuce.com. Will you play one more tune for us?
Yes. I'm going to play Somehow.
Somehow, when the sun begins to go down and the sky is on its way out, stars are falling to the ground. Somewhere out beyond the nightmares, in the quiet of the night, there's a little wonder to be found somehow. Sometimes I keep repeating all the old lines, getting lost inside my own mind, something longing to get out. horoscopes and dreaming. I'd give anything to keep this, even for a little while. At midnight, all the colors seem to come alive. Keep me dancing in the twilight. Keep me spinning all around.
That's Lydia Luce playing for us from the album Dark River. Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A, Luce, L-U-C-E.com is the place that you can go online to find out more and hear more and see more. Lydia, thanks again for being our guest.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so nice to meet you.